This is Dr. Lee indicating follow up progress note. Patient name and black BLACK resident REGINALD. Data service 9/26/2023. Please switch to charge. Let me continue with a follow up. He has a right knee, recent septic arthritis infection, has been treated with antibiotic and completed the course, and right knee pain and swelling is much better. He has a recent episode of cough and congestion that have much, much better. And speech therapy has been following him very closely. He developed palpitation pneumonitis but has resolved, and currently he's doing well. And no nausea, no vomiting, no fever today on examination. He's awake, he's alert, we entered M3. He has a dysarthria due to traumatic brain injury. Blood pressure is 133/80, pulse 70, temperature 98.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 97%. Neck upon injury, neck and chest, non-tendral lungs, bilateral onchi, no wheezing, heart estimates 2, upon the soft, no involvement in the past extremity, right knee, painful movement, but swelling has significantly improved. Next line, neuro, he's awake, alert, and M3, right side of weakness. Lab reviewed, medication reviewed, assessment, number 1, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, previous traumatic brain injury with right side weakness. Next line, recent infection of the right knee, treated with antibiotic, completed the course. Next line, hepatocellular mass, highly suspected hepatocellular cancer, has been seen and evaluated by the hematology oncology. Plan of care will continue all his current medication, CTOT, and the patient is currently doing well. The next patient is Chapman, CHAPMAN, Sheila, SHELIA. Patient date of birth is 12/15/1957. Please check a charge. Data service 9/26/2023. Patient seen today as a follow up at the rehab for me. Patient reported that she is having chest pain, especially when she ambulates her wheelchair and she gets short of breath. When I saw the patient, she's sitting in the wheelchair, and I examined the patient. She's at this point very comfortable. Episode of chest pain earlier, currently is getting better. No diaphoresis. No nausea, no vomiting, no headache, no cough, no congestion, and pain is non-radiating. On examination, patient is awake, she's alert, oriented M3, blood pressure 120/80, pulse 80, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 95%. Next, pulmonary chest and tender lungs are clear. Chest, she has a tenderness to anteriorly when I palpate her chest with the nurse, with me, Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A nurse, with me, and I palpated the anterior ribs on the left side, she's a tender. It suggests a musculoskeletal costochondritis pain. And heart estimates to regular urban staff, not involved from positive, no rebound, no rigidity, extremity, no edema, neuro, she's awake, about 1M3, and left side weakness due to previous CVA. Lab reviewed, medication reviewed, assessment number 1, atypical chest pain, musculoskeletal in nature. Next one, CVA, the left side weakness, next ambulatory dysfunction, next mystery of diastolic CHF. Next and diabetes matters, next history of coronary artery disease, plan of care, because patient has a high risk, and although most likely atypical chest pain, I will do EKG, and also give her one dose. Ibuprofen 600 milligram times 1. And also Pepcid 20 milligram BID for 1 week. We'll also get CBC and BNP for tomorrow for follow-up, the labs. Kate Pond will discuss the nursing staff. Thank you. Next patient is Lee L. E. Sheena, SHENA, date of birth 6/15/1970, place which is a village. Patient seen today for follow up. She is readmitted today. Patient was noted to have yesterday abdominal pain, and with abdominal tenderness, she was sent out by the ambulance to the hospital, Union Memorial Hospital. Patient was evaluated in the ED. They replaced her G2, and she was sent back to the nursing home. When I saw the patient today, she has an abdominal pain, lying on the bed, and she is tolerating feeding tube, and no nausea, no vomiting. She was also reported to have a small blister yesterday, noticed with the nursing staff at the nursing home in the buttock area. And other than that, no other issue today. On examination, patient is awake, lying on the bed. She has expressive aphasia, dysarthria due to stroke, blood pressure 136/70, pulse 80, temperature 97.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%, body weight 208.6 pounds. Next up, longevity, chest non-tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart SMS 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender boxman positive, G-tube is in place, and abdominal exam, no rebound, no rigidity, and extremities, right BK, right BK, left leg, trace lima, no cough.